Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Coffee and Conversation right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and today I am pleased to welcome back Georgie Maney. She is the founder of the Maritime Food Authority. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Maria. Thanks so much for having me back again. Appreciate it.
Well, no, I wanted to have you back because there were a lot of sort of questions and people wondering what this was all about. And, you know, of course, the industry over time has ended up getting more and more tickets and more qualifications that are needed. And a lot of people were saying, what is this now? What more do we have to do?
Yeah, exactly, Ria. And I'm really glad you're asking these questions because we've taken the time to communicate to the industry, to the chefs and the interior crew. And I'm really happy that they're actually taking the time to ask me these questions. So, and the opportunity now is to give them their answers that they're looking for. So hopefully we can get to the bottom of all of this for them today.
Well, I wanted to start off with the not so positive comments, but questions that are out there and need to be addressed. Someone stated on a chef Facebook group that it sounds like a lot of extra work.
They did. Yeah. So let's put a bit of context into this. We've got a very good connection within the yachting industry who recruits chefs, and his name's Efren, and he was really helpful by communicating to the chefs to give us some feedback. And the response was, we haven't got enough time for this. And I wasn't quite sure what they meant. Time for what? Is it time for the training or is it time to actually complete the operations? So I might have to answer this in two parts. So the first one is we haven't got time for the training. My response to that is, well, it doesn't take very long. It's only 5 days. And it's a very concentrated training, which is consolidating all of the food safety and the new auditing processes, which they're already doing anyway. So I don't think a week in time is an awful long time, in my opinion. And I would like to think that 5 days when there's 10 people getting trained at the same time, it's so valuable to the yacht that 5 days to set them up for life is quite a small investment. And does that make sense of just 5 days to you, or do you want me to explain? It's 5 days consecutively, not 5 days spread over a couple of months. It's 5 days consecutively. And it's scheduled at a time that suits them when the whole team are together and our trainers come on board. So you don't have to travel for the training. It's all done on board. And we do quite a lot of practical stuff to make it work whilst you're on board. So it's 5 days of setting you up for life. And if the question is, we haven't got enough time to actually do this, I think my response to that is, I know we've got some great chefs out there who are already doing these operations because it's part of everyday practice. And you do it ashore in every single establishment, whether you're a hotel, a bar, or a restaurant. And these operations are happening already. So we're not asking you to do any more other than what you're doing. And we're going to support you to make it easier and make sure that all the crew are going to the same targets of excellence. So you're already doing it. It's just making sure you're supported through it. So I'm not quite sure where the time question was coming from, but I hope that's kind of answered it for you. Does that make sense to you, Maria?
Completely. Well, and I think, you know, to be able to say that you've got a certificate, I think that just gives you an extra edge of professionalism.
It does, yeah. And going back to the certification, because it's five qualifications in one. And the way the certification works, it's not just the certificate, it's actually making sure that you're actually doing it in the environment as well, supporting you to the knowledge that you've learned is quite often difficult to put into reality when you go back to the yachts. And that's what the MFA is doing, is supporting you to know, actually, we are doing the audits. Yes, we've got our outbreak management. And yes, we're doing our food safety checks at the most relevant times. And we've got recording procedures. So it's the training and it's the supporting them to do their new knowledge and bring it on board. So, yeah.
I think it's great. It's a great. You know, one of the other questions that we had is, well, a comment actually. It's another money making exercise, which is something I addressed at the beginning.
It's certainly not a money making exercise. It is a raising of standards, and at the moment we haven't got. That we've got the minimum standard, obviously, so we're raising the standard. As a money-making exercise, the training providers will most certainly have more training to do, particularly as yachts are signing up to the MFA. So, yes, there is going to be money invested, but we've worked it out that if you're on your average 90-metre yacht, the amount of investment in training comes down to less than €1 a day for your 30 crew members. So €1 a day of investment per year. So €1 a day throughout the year. It's not a lot of money if you boil it down to your crew well-being, your guest safety, and actually being prepared for any outbreaks as well. So there is investment, but it certainly isn't the focus. It's money-making. It's actually telling the industry we know what we're doing, and this is what we propose to do about it.
Well, and it can only benefit, really. And another one was more costly pieces of paper that we don't need.
Oh, yes, I can. Costly pieces of paper, it's not expensive. It really isn't. As I just said, it's the pieces of paper boil down to €1 a day per crew member for a whole year. And so it's certainly not costly, but you have that training for life. And so whether you stay on board the yachts and progress your career and go on to bigger and bigger yachts, you have the credence that you have been trained to a higher level. And I think everybody, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in or what kind of industry you're in, continual professional development is incredibly important. And there are always updates, and learning is so valuable to any industry. So once you've done your training, you don't have to renew. It's there for life. And what the MFA is doing is providing you with continual professional development for free, forever. As long as you're working in the industry, you have lifetime membership as an individual, and to have that support is unheard of in the yachting industry. So I think it's, in reality, it's quite cheap.
Well, and I think, you know, something that people have to bear in mind as well is that if they decide to get off yachts, this is a standard that if they're to go into any restaurant, any five-star restaurant, etc., they have to uphold anyway. So the bonus is they've got that training to take them off and back to shore as well.
You're absolutely right, Rhian. And let's go back to that. If you do decide to get off the yachts, we've got to remember where the incentive of this program came from, which is high fuel qualifications. And the manager in charge program is already in place and working in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia. And it's also developed across the globe for different industries. So it's not just for the yachting industry. This particular one is written for the yachting industry, but the whole industry, particularly with outbreak control, it's important to know that you can actually do this in the workplace, that you're not just going to an exam room, doing a training, and walking away. This is an incentive that has been backed by so many different governments, and we are now adopting it into the yachting industry. And once you've left the yachts, you still have those qualifications, and you can go to any other industry. You might want to go and work in luxury residences, in palaces, in Michelin star hotels, and to have the manager in charge program under your belt is a massive bonus.
Well, we'll definitely set you up above a lot of the other people.
It sits your head and shoulders above anybody else, really. It shows that you can be a manager of an enormous amount of people and make sure that you are hitting those standards of excellence, and particularly when you come off the yachts, be inspected to government standards.
Which is the only way you can continue in business, for sure.
Yes, yeah.
The other one was, there's not enough space on our yacht for this.
Now, I really didn't understand the question, the love of space, because we're not taking up any space. I'm not quite sure whether. What would you think that question's about, Maria? Because I'm a little.
I don't know, because I mean, there's no. We're not talking about space at all. We're talking about the fact that you're training crew to clean. So wouldn't you be basically making more room on the yacht by making sure that everything is in its appropriate place?
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused as to what this question's about. There isn't enough space. So you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're outbreak management planning, are all procedures that, and the MARPOL as well, this is part of what the training as well. It doesn't take up any more space because you're already doing it. This is more of an opportunity to shout out, we're already doing it, look how good we are, and we've got an audit to prove it. So I'm not quite sure what that question was about. And if the person watches this and they want to get in touch with me, I'd quite happily explain, I'll get them to explain a question to me so I can answer it in full for them. So, yeah.
I think sometimes these comments are there for the simple fact that they're looking for any excuse to have to do it.
Yeah, maybe the space is they haven't got space in their calendar or space in their agenda or space in their charter. Maybe that's what the question means there. But going back to the first one, it's only 5 days of investment of time, which can be done on board the yacht. So maybe that's what they were referring to.
Possibly. The other is we don't have time for this. And then this is impossible on charter yachts. I'm assuming those might have one to do with the other.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they haven't got time for it on the charter yachts, which is a kind of an alarming question that it is probably more important on the charter yachts because it's commercial. And I've been talking to representatives from the charter industry and they are delighted. And the fact that they have something to refer to, that they can have the confidence to say that this yacht has got excellent standards and they are prepared. So the time element, I would really like to dispel that because there isn't any more time investment when you're operational. You will be doing these anyway. You'll be doing your temperature checks, your cleaning schedules. All of this is already happening. The MFA is consolidating it into one spot, which is on a digital application. So as you're going along, you've got a little reminder. Don't forget to do your dishwasher temperature check today because it's been a week since you did it. You do it and you pop it in your phone or in your tablet and it's done. You don't have to go back to another folder. It's all reminders to say you've got to do your cooling, you've got to do your cleaning checks, you've got to do... And everybody who's responsible for any part of the operation, they may have four things to do in a week, and in the morning they'll get a reminder, don't forget to do this today. And surely that reduces the time rather than forgetting it and being told don't forget to do it. So it should be reducing the amount of time you're working within an operation. It should reduce your time and give you more time to make the cocktails and do that lovely guest experience for your charter guests, which is what the whole aim of this is, really. So,
well, I think I was, you know, when you talk about charter, I think the time issue is that a lot of times charters are back to back and you've got a very short window of time once the first charter guests leave to the new charter guests coming on. Now, that being said, wouldn't something like this streamline that process to the point where you're actually saving time?
Absolutely. That's the whole point of all of this. It's training people how to work efficiently on a yacht to make sure that they have excellent standards. The op, the application will give a reminder. It makes it nice and easy. There are no pieces of paper for this. It's all digital. And it gives the managers an overview that everything's being done on board. So, for example, you have an outbreak of a virus. Let's not say it's COVID. It could be norovirus. And you've got to, you've highlighted you've got a problem. And it goes, right, don't forget that the laundry needs to be dealing with the laundry slightly differently because of the virus. And it just reminds you, have you done it? Yes, I have. That's great. And it's, It's quite nice to have someone in the morning remind you of all the things that you should be doing. And it's so streamlined, it's just touch of a button. And I personally have written the programs with the developers because of my experience on a yacht, saying, right, this is too complicated. We need to simplify it. Let's make this easy. So anybody from the stewardesses right the way up to the managers in charge and the executive chef, it's nice and easy, it's simple, and it just reduces the amount of time that you spend filling in food safety checks, hygiene, et cetera, et cetera. It's a time saver.
Yeah, from the research I've done and the way I've looked at it, not that I've ever worked in the interior of a yacht, but it does look like it has made things just so much simpler. And there's no need for, say, for example, a chief stew to be leading around the junior stew by the hand, no, going through everything, because it's right there in their hand. There's no question.
Absolutely. So one of the operations I put into the app, which is part of the audit, which is part of what everyone should be doing as part of their everyday work, you have a young stewardess on board, and she's in the crew mess, and the food's been out on display. And it's quite easy. What time did the food go out? And it'll set a reminder. Okay, within 2 hours, you need to get rid of it, hon, because it's not going to be safe. And it just sets a little reminder to allow them to go, right, 2 hours time, I need to get rid of it now, or now it's my cleaning checks. And it just reminds them on their phone or whatever they're using, a tablet, I need to check the fridges. Is everything labelled? Are the dates okay? Are they clean? And it's just, yes, 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 my job is done. And it's almost like a self-training device as well, where you don't have to constantly remind and constantly check your team, because your app tells you, if you can't remember, a little bit more information, that's what I need to do. And they can click yes or no, I haven't done it, or I have done it. So, it's so intuitive to use and time saving. It's a bonus, I think.
Well, another thing that they said is we don't need all this. An experienced yacht chef already knows what they're doing, and I think you already addressed that to a certain degree in the fact that they do know what they're doing. But does everybody know, you know, sort of the same standards? And is it not a good idea for everybody to make sure they're all at the same level?
Yeah. I think my massive drive for the MFA is yes, I totally agree. There are some amazing chefs out there, and you all do know what you're doing. We're in a culture now and in a world of where you want your guest confidence and your consumer confidence, whether it's your crew, charter guests, or your owners. And we are not being transparent about it in the yachting industry. And there is no mark of recognition that you can shout out and say, we have been audited, we can prove to you that we do know what we're doing. For me, it's the way the chefs really should be thinking about this is that the MFA have got your back. We're here to support you, and you can shout about your good standards and your experience and how well your crew are operating. And it's that umbrella, it's that gold standard of, yeah, we know what we're doing, and it's recognizable throughout the industry. If anything goes wrong, they say, well, look, we've got a full audit trail. We know what we're doing. It wasn't an issue caused by us. It could have been caused by a restaurant down the road that they went to. So
I think that was my next question, was legally, that really does give you a strong leg to stand on, because everything is so well documented down to the exact second of what's going on board.
Absolutely. And it's that due diligence as well, where you have to be showing that you've done everything in your power to protect and keep your crew and guests safe. And for chefs, if ever there's an issue of outbreak food safety, or if you're in the housekeeping and there's been an outbreak incident and people want to go back in time and say, well, how did you deal with it? It's all there in the app. We can go, okay, well, it happened on this date, this is what happened, and here is the history that led up to that, to say that, well, it can't have been an issue on our boat, or it was an issue, but we did everything in our power to control it. And that is your only defense if anything goes wrong. But this isn't more, this isn't really an issue of fighting problems. This is a support to fight if there are problems. This is a shout out of, we're excellent and we're here to support you to maintain that excellence. And if there ever is a problem, we've got your back, your app's got the back, and you've got the training to support. So, yeah.
No, it sounds like a good idea. You also did sort of a push out there of questions to people in general.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah, we did.
And I think the response of this was a lot more positive, actually.
It was. So this went out to groups of different, well, it was all different team members. We had chief stewardesses, we had pursers, captains, and chief officers as well. So it was a real cross section, and it was a lot more positive because I think the chefs feel this is all aimed at them, and it's not. It's a responsibility across the yacht. So the chefs' input on this will be no different to what they're already doing. It is the interior crew who need to really identify of what their responsibilities are. And this has never happened before, particularly without break management planning. And so they are really positive about it, going, great, now we've got some direction. Now we've got some training. And now we've got an operating system that we can just tap into instantly, where we are guided right the way through to make sure that we are meeting standards and we're doing our part. So, yeah, the reaction was really, really positive. I'm very happy to say.
Well, you actually had an owner that actually responded as well, very positively. So, I mean, you know, it just goes to show. I mean, you had housekeepers, pursers, chief stews, chefs, captains, owners, you know, pretty much the whole gambit. And everybody was very positive about it and thought the idea was a good idea. So that's great news.
Yeah, so the whole concept for the majority is it's a great idea. And I think my message is to the chefs, this is not all on your shoulders. It really isn't. And it is more in the line of the fact that there's going to be more people on board who understand the whole process from food safety, outbreak, all of the things the manager in charge covers. And it doesn't all just sit on the chef's shoulders. There's a whole team there that really ought to be working towards this. So yeah, I was very pleased. And what was really interesting, Rhea, as well, some of this went out to suppliers as well, to the yachts. And my phone was ringing off the hook from about four or five different suppliers going, oh my God, this is fantastic. And they want to be part of this process where they can be recognized by the MFA as approved suppliers, and what we would like to do for chefs is support them as part of their prerequisites for choosing suppliers, that we will have the list of the recommended suppliers who have been audited by the MFA. We have all the provenance of their food. We've looked at their premises, their delivery vans, and we have the paperwork to prove that the suppliers they're choosing are excellent, just as excellent as the procedures that they have on board the yacht. It's completing that circle. And two suppliers, surprisingly, let me know that very few yachts actually ask of the provenance of where the food is coming from. They're just assuming it's okay. And it'd be really nice to close that loop of excellence from supply to consuming.
Well, I mean, it really does go to show, because the fact is, even if everything on board is done perfectly correct, if the product that comes on board isn't the best product and is already suspect, there is nothing you can do, no matter how high your standards are on board, that's going to change the outcome.
Absolutely, yes. And I have to say, most of the suppliers that go to the yachts are doing an excellent job. But it's closing that gap of absolute due diligence and that confidence that actually we know these suppliers are really good because the MFA has seen all their paperwork. We have looked at the, say, for example, one of the suppliers comes from the UK. Their premises have been audited under the government guidelines for the UK, and the MFA can have a look at those, keep a file, a record on file, and give them the arts. Yeah, it's a thumbs up. They're really good. We've seen it. We know what they're doing. And it just gives more of that peace of mind and the fact that we're supporting chefs and recommending some really good suppliers out there.
Well, and you do see that quite often on social media sites where yachts are coming into a port here or there and they're asking, you know, who would recommend what supplier.
Exactly.
This could be a perfect opportunity for those people to contact you and say, or go onto a website and say, who are the recommended suppliers?
Absolutely. And that's what part of the membership side of the MFA will do. So as soon as you're a member yacht, we will have recommended supplier lists. We've even got suppliers who are wanting to invite chefs to come and see their premises. They want to invite them to events to learn different, learn about all the different foods and the provenance of their foods. And they would really like to involve the chefs a lot more about what goes on behind the scene as to where the food comes from. And they're all very excited to be involved, which is great. And it's just closing that loop. Normally on land, you choose your suppliers, you get your food and you cook it. At the moment, you haven't really chosen the suppliers properly because you haven't looked at what's going on behind the scenes with them. And they're very excited to be involved, and it'd be a really good resource for chefs that globally they can just tap into the MFA and go, oh, some really good suppliers here. And it just takes that little bit of legwork out for them and makes their job a little bit more seamless.
Yeah, well, no, it completely sounds like it. I mean, some of the comments here, another question was, do you think the super yacht industry will benefit from yachts receiving an annual certificate of excellence, recognizing good practice that mirrors food safety standards in the wider hospitality industry? And the majority said yes. I think you got one no answer on that question.
Yeah, well, I've only got one no, and the response to actually having this certificate of excellence has been fantastic, particularly from the charter companies, who can confidently say to their guests, we know it's great, we don't have to question it. And I think that's a huge, great selling point. For the charter industry. And in fact, the owners that were put on this survey as well, they were just saying, yes, we'd really like that. So, and having a certificate of excellence for anything is just all power to the crew. Well done. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, being Canadian, you know, any restaurant that you go into, when you walk into a restaurant, you look for that sign.
Yeah.
That tells you they have their food safety certificate. You just automatically do. And it's always sitting on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they have what form they have in Europe and the UK. But I know in Canada, there's the food safety certificate that sits in the window, essentially, as you walk through the door.
We have a little and they get rated 1 to 5. And there's also a website that you can actually look them up. And if you... That rating is quite scary, really, because most people, I actually read an article the other day that most people will not dine unless it's a minimum 3 or above. I know I always look for 4s and 5s because you don't really understand the rating. So what are they getting away with, the 1, 2 and 3s? It's kind of a worry. The reason we've chosen just a certificate of excellence, the opinion of the MFA is you're either really good and you're excellent or you're not, and there's room for improvement. So the certificate of excellence is 100% solid to say, yeah, you're doing a great job. Yeah.
Well, and realistically, you're on a yacht. I don't think there should be anything less than an excellent.
Exactly. Yeah. So a grading for me and my ethos for the MFA wasn't going to work. With the app and our constant support, because I as part of the MFA, we can always look into what's going on board. We can have a look at the audits live, and if there are any issues that the audits aren't getting filled in, or potentially there's a constant issue with a supplier where you're sending the food back because you're not happy with it, maybe the temperature was wrong, we can look into that and find out what's going on and support you. And so you should always be excellent. If we're not doing our job by keeping an eye and helping and supporting, then that's probably our fault. So we need to make sure that we're monitoring you and supporting you all the way through. So you will always get your certificate of excellence. We will never let you, we will never want our members not to be excellent.
Exactly. Well, because it's a reflection on you.
Yeah, exactly. And we're putting it out there that we've got your back and we're here to support. And so every time you're going for your annual audit with one of our auditors, it should always be excellent. Otherwise, we've failed you.
Yeah. Well, the next one was improving the training provision for yacht crew is very important, especially with COVID-19. Do you feel that yachts were adequately prepared for this? Now, the majority said no. And the minority said yes. And that's really interesting when you look straight across the board, especially as you stated, this COVID situation. And then speaking to the world in general, they're saying that this is the first of many to come in the future, possibly. So the idea that we need to be prepared, and especially on a yacht.
Absolutely. And I think COVID has really highlighted issues that, I mean, it's unprecedented. It's a worldwide pandemic. This was totally unprecedented. But pre-COVID, we still had viruses that can wipe out a crew. This is particularly awful because of the complications you can get with COVID-19. But with, like, for the norovirus, it can wipe out a crew within 24 hours, which incapacitates them, unable to work. So COVID has really highlighted how unprepared and probably ill-informed that crew were, that these viruses have been around for forever. And having the outbreak management planning training and an outbreak management operation on the app where you are constantly checking, is there an outbreak? How many people, what kind of the symptoms. And it's really prepared. The training prepares the crew of how to get a hit squad together. And the operations plan makes sure that you're keeping up to date and you can recognize the start of an outbreak and what to do about it to contain it. So COVID has really highlighted it. And my heart goes out to all of the young crew members out there who had to deal with this situation unprepared, and hopefully they will feel a bit more empowered after the training, having proper procedures and outbreak management procedures on board with an app on their phone to help support them through it will make them have more confidence next time. Well, we don't know what happened with the second wave and what's going to happen. We can't predict the future, but hopefully the crew will be more prepared and more confident that they can contain any outbreak, be it COVID-19, COVID-25, whatever it is.
Well, you know what? I mean, one of the things that is sort of coming out of this is that the ultra high net worth individuals are now starting to look more towards yacht charters, private aviation, and bunkers, which is really strange. But, you know, in order for self-isolation and to stay away from, you know, society, they are looking into these sort of things, you know, whether they be buying yachts or yacht charters. So, you know, if you are in a pandemic of any sorts and you need to be quarantined for 3, 4, 5 months at sea.
Yeah. It's and I do think that the world's eyes have been opened. Even ashore, what are people doing about transmission of viruses per se, particularly with COVID-19, obviously, right now. But going back to the cruise liners, they have been doing this for so long. They have been containing outbreaks of colds, flus, viruses for so long and very successfully. And I think the eyes of the world are not just looking at cruise liners. They're now looking at, will be looking at yachts, and they've been looking at bars and restaurants. Even now, people are walking in with trepidation, and now the world's opening up again. Am I going to get something? So the eyes of the world are really looking at hospitality outlets, and super yachts aren't going to get away with it. So they need to be ready. Yeah.
Well, I mean, straight across the board, I think everybody has to be ready.
Yeah, ready for scrutiny from the world. Yeah, we need to be ready. prepared with plans in place. Yeah.
So the other question was, when is the most convenient time of year for your yacht to begin training your managers? And actually, there was only 3 months that people said was not convenient, and that was May, July, and September. I don't know what happened in June, I would have assumed it would be May through September, but...
Yeah, so let me just put that survey, let me put it into context. That was put out by one of our training providers, and that was Luxury Hospitality. And they popped it out. It's the operations manager. He decided just to get some reaction on our behalf, and it was really very kind of them to use their database to do this. So that question was popped in there probably for their purposes to see when would be the most likely time that they would feel a pressure point for the new demand in training. So what happened to June, hey?
I know. I was going through and I was, you know, reading all the months of the year, and I'm like, so you've got May, you've got July, you've got August, but we all just kind of forgot June.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, you know, it's not like an owner is or the charter season starts in May, shuts down for June, and then, you know, that's not really the way it happens, but.
Yeah, I found that funny. I was quite surprised, actually, because most of the training with the providers is going to be during the off season, which the shipyards are very interested to have training scheduled for their yachts and refit as well. So and they're providing classrooms and venues for the training providers to continue with the training during the off season, which is an ideal time for both chefs and the interior crew to start working together on such a program as the manager in charge. So
Well, and as you said, it's only 5 days.
It's only 5 days. And then we support you for the rest of the year.
And the other question was, what is the most convenient location for your yacht to begin training your managers? Realistically, it's on board, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, right? I mean, you can be anywhere in the world for training.
No, it doesn't matter. I think, again, that was a question for one of our training providers, just to see the gauge where demand's going to be. So obviously we've got Luxury Hospitality covering the Netherlands and Germany. And then we've got Ocean Wave Monaco, who will be covering the Mediterranean side. And then we're going to be looking at the Caribbean providers in South Africa, and then moving into Australia as well. So it's just to make sure that we are making training accessible to everybody. We're not going to leave out people who are going in the far-flung reaches. We need to be able to support them wherever they are. So it was very nice of them to pop that one in there for me to see what the demographic was. But basically, on board the yachts is where we want them to be.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to teach somebody how to look after everything properly without actually being able to practically do it, I imagine.
Well, exactly. And then I'm going to be the first one to say food safety, sanitation and MARPOL aren't the sexiest of topics. So the training is designed where you can actually walk around and actually make it more practical and more hands-on. And sitting in a classroom for 5 days is pretty uninspiring. So to actually put the training in place in situ, particularly with the auditing, where you've got the managers who can go around and look for telltale signs of when things aren't being done properly. So there is a skill to auditing, and it's really quite a fun day's training, the auditing. I'll give you one example, which is one that I learned when I first started doing auditing, is when you're checking out the hand washing areas. If it's always dry when you're going to do an audit, is it being used?
Obviously, right?
It's just looking at all of these cheeky things that you need to be looking at to say, actually, the processes are there, but are they actually working? So it's a good fun day, the auditing one. It's really good fun. So
yeah, I guess that's so true, too, because you can have everything in place that is necessary.
Yeah.
But us humans, you know, we actually have to implement those processes as well. It's not just making them available.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm always a big believer as well, when I go and do an audit, when you look at the food safety checks, their cleaning schedules, if everything is always perfect, excuse my language, obviously that's bullshit because things never go to plans. So where you're training, this is what's so important, is why the practical training is so good when you're on board. If there is an issue, brilliant, record it, write it down. It shows that you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. You will never have a clean sheet of perfect temperature records, perfect cleaning, perfect maintenance. It doesn't happen. And if it is a perfect audit and everything is always perfect, then you dig deeper and that's when you find the problem. So, yeah.
Yes, well, I know myself as a kid, everything was always perfect.
Yeah.
On the surface, you know? I mean, it's quite easy to do that, isn't it? To make everything appear on the surface to be perfect.
Yeah.
But it's as you said, when you dig, just sometimes some people are so good at it that you've actually got to dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Whereas other people aren't that good at it, and it doesn't take much to scratch the surface, does it?
Exactly. And I think for me, the whole program relies on people's honesty. Fudging audit is not going to help anybody. It really isn't. The way I like to train the audits, the auditing procedures, so if a chef would like to audit the housekeeping and see how they're doing, and the housekeeper would like to audit the chefs, it's that complete transparency and how to conduct an audit. And there is a special area of the MFA app, which is the audit. So they can go in and audit each other. And it's so easy. Is this done? Is that done? And it's such a simple process, and it gives that feedback to each other. The chefs particularly, and this is where I'd like to stress to the chefs, they're running a really, excusing the pun, a tight ship in their galleys. As soon as they hand that food over, it becomes the responsibility of the stewardesses, having the confidence that they have something, some training, the training's been implemented, and then they have a time and a place to actually go and check it in a friendly environment, because they're all trained. Yeah, it's really important, and the housekeepers can be audited by the front of house, and it just gives that transparency and that support network to each other, that the whole yard is all working to the same standard. So yeah. It's a fun process for me. I really enjoy it. Is that boring?
Not if you're into it. You know what? One question I did want to ask is that, like, you see, there's shows out there auditing restaurants and, yeah, and that kind of thing. And it's a surprise. Excuse me. It's a surprise audit. Now, will MFA be doing any of that sort of thing? Say a charter broker calls you up and says, we need to have you audit this yacht, you know, okay, out of the blue. Is that going to happen?
No. In general, we are making a promise to the industry that we have got your back, that we will make sure that you are maintaining the standards throughout the year by having this transparency through the digital app that we get. At any point in time, one of our MFA team can go and look at the yacht. We'll have an alarm that's going off. Maybe the audits aren't being done. So no, there will never be a surprise audit. Any yacht throughout the year as part of their membership will have an audit from a representative of the MFA auditing team. They will come on, and the idea behind this audit, it's not to pull you apart, because surely for 12 months we've been watching you anyway. This is your critical friend who's coming in for you to chat to. And get some more advice. We're thinking of changing things a little bit. Maybe we need to change the plans that we do. And that audit is more of a critical friend coming on and having a chat and make sure their training's up to date. So the auditor might come and do some trim, do the audit for the day and say, well, you've got 6 new members of the team. They need to their food safety level 2. So let's get that arranged for you. And it's, if we ever get called that you need to audit this yacht, of course we will. And having a surprise one on a yacht, I think would be pretty impossible, because we've got to get on board. That's not the idea. We're not here to spring surprises. We're here to support you all the time throughout the year. And surprise audits, yeah, yeah. No, that's not surprise.
No. I can tell you've been in the industry, because I can see it written all over your face.
We're here to do. That's the whole ethos, is that we're here all the time. And surprise audits, no. No.
Well, you know what, Georgie? I think that, you know, this has been very informative for everybody. I think we have covered pretty much everything that was spoken about, or questions that were asked, responses that were given.
Right.
And
I was going to say, I'm really pleased we've done this, and I'm sure there are more and more questions that are going to come out. And I'm really happy to answer any questions and clarify anything for anybody. So there's the website, we've got the Facebook page, and we've got LinkedIn as well. And I think this is the time where it's that time of change and recognition that it's something new. And I've spoken to the MCA about it, and they're happy to recognize it. And I don't want it to become compliancy. I want it to be something that people want to do. So getting these questions answered is so vitally important.
Well, and we are always here to, you know, if anybody has any more questions and we get to a stage where, you know, you've got 20 people asking the same question, you know, it's probably better to come to this format and do it once and for all.
Yeah, it really is. And your support in this, and to get the communications out there, is really, really appreciated. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. I mean, I think this is a great movement forward for the industry. And I, you know, in speaking with you a couple of times now, the amount of work that has gone into this entire process is astronomical.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of work. And there's an interesting article that came out a it's last week actually, from Jerry, I keep calling him Jerry Springer, sorry, Richard Springer. it just rolls off the tongue. Richard Springer, who is the chairman of Highfield Qualifications. And it's really interesting reading that this isn't a huge amount of training for a massive impact on the workplace. So if anybody wants to read it, it is on the website. It's really interesting, and it really does really hone in on why the manager in charge program is so much more valuable than any other training that's been out there.
Is it on the MFA website?
It is on the MFA website. Yeah. And it really does explain that training in a classroom doesn't always work. It's actually giving you that support all year round, and that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Well, we're going to make sure to provide the link to your website in order for people to go on there and check it out and read. And you know, I really do encourage everybody to ask those questions and to do a bit of research before making an assumption that it's another cash grab, or that it's just another piece of paper that you need to get. No, I think this is something that is just going to make the industry a better place, a safer place for not only the guests, but as well the crew. And it's a really positive thing.
Yeah, and the onus of this is not sitting on the chefs. It's sitting on everybody who's involved. So, yeah.
Well, and it's for their safety as well. You know, it's not just for the guests. It's not just about everybody else. It's about them too. So, you know, it's about crew.
Yeah, crew well-being. We all want to feel safe, particularly when it comes to outbreak and the amount of anxiety that's caused within the crew members. It's like, oh my God, are we prepared? What happens if somebody gets it on board? What are we going to do about it? So it is. It's for everybody, and it doesn't sit with the chefs. So chefs, please believe me on that. There's no more work on you. It's probably going to save you time.
Excellent, Georgie. Thank you again for your time.
You.
We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, and you, Rhea. Thanks ever so much.
No worries. Once again, it's been Georgie Maney, founder of the Maritime Food Authority. You've been watching another edition of Coffee and Conversation. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Tune in again for another episode.